Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Have you ever been in a situation where you need to search something on the internet, but it's kind of embarrassing and you don't want people to ever find out what you're searching for? It might be like a medical thing or a personal thing or whatever. I don't know what you're up to. And you might be thinking to yourself, look, I can just go into incognito mode. But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why. Even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Now, most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is also available on all your devices. We're talking phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Thank you again to Gabriel Bruton for that incredible theme song. Do you still like it?
I love it every time.
It's the best. We've actually had comments, people say, great theme song.
Are you taking credit for that?
Yes.
Me too. Me too.
So yeah, look, I could never have come up with anything even remotely as good as that. So what a great day for us.
Isn't it though?
Yeah. Also, you know how we reached out to people for other theme songs?
Uh-huh.
Didn't get a single one.
That's because they've realised we're idiots and we'll waste all our potential.
Yep. So I guess we'll just stick with this one for a length of time.
Well, it is the best one.
It is the best one. Yeah. The first one was alright though.
Yeah.
Not to
No, I meant the best song overall in the world.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, sorry. One, you're right. So. Yeah. Mm. No, good point.
Yep.
So yeah, what are we now? Episode 8 of the Weekly Planet.
Yes. Welcome, listeners.
Welcome, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com.
Feels good to say that, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Because otherwise, what are we doing this for?
Yeah, I know, right?
Pointless.
Ugh.
Do you want to say it?
No, I actually can't say that word.
Oh, shit.
Boy, this has brought up some painful memories.
So this week we're talking best and worst comic book movies of 2013.
Can I
preempt
you? I've got some Arrow news.
Oh my goodness.
Got some Arrow news. Are you ready for this?
Have you watched every episode of Arrow?
I watched a couple of episodes of Arrow.
Okay, right.
It's pretty good.
Which season?
Which is the first four of the first season.
Oh, what do you think?
I think you know what? I'm sticking with it. I'm going to give it... Two seasons.
I think it gets better as it goes.
Excellent. Cool. Well, good. You know what? Three episodes in, they've introduced Deadshot.
Yep.
So they've introduced a character, an established character with some abilities.
Yep, good, yep,
that's
yep.
That's good. You did say that it is credit to the main actor for juggling three different personas.
Did I say that?
In the show. Well, okay. I think what you actually meant was juggling three different haircuts. He certainly juggles three different haircuts. Douchebag, pre-island haircut, long hair, island haircut, post-island haircut.
Post Island Haircut. That's I like that. That's a great name for a band.
Isn't it though? Yeah.
Post Island Haircut.
Mm, so I'm sticking with it.
But you know what though? People are saying Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. people aren't liking it as much because Arrow's had a better chance to build up.
Uh-huh.
More time to build up. Do you think that Arrow did the build up for, we've only seen four. Do you think those four are better than the first four of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
Wow.
Didn't have to think about it.
You could have cut me off mid-question then, couldn't
you?
Definitely. But you didn't because you're a good guy.
But I'm going to for all your remaining questions for this podcast.
I understand. So yeah, we've got a little bit of news to start with.
I'm ready.
Do you want to open with the Bat Kid?
I love the Bat Kid.
You just told me about this, like, literally 10 minutes
ago.
Well,
here's the thing, I didn't... I told you the details of the Bat Kid.
Yes.
Because you were aware of the word Bat Kid.
Yeah, I was.
You saw it on various Twitters and social medias, and what did you think?
I completely ignored it.
You were like,
indifferent.
Fuh. Yeah. So the Bat Kid, 5-year-old Miles Scott.
I feel terrible.
You do, because you ignored a Make-A-Wish child. It's like you ignored him on the streets.
I'd like to say it's the first time, but it's definitely not.
It's definitely not the last, is it? First or last. Yeah, he made the wish that he wanted to be Batman. And so the entire city of San Francisco became Gotham City for the day. And he foiled the Penguin.
Yep.
He rescued a lady from some train tracks.
Nice.
And then he foiled the Riddler. Wait, Riddler, train tracks, Penguin.
Then Penguin. Who put the lady on the train track?
It was just a lady.
Was that related?
No, it's not related. No, he just happened to sit and he was like, look, stop the play acting for 1 second. I'm just going to rescue this woman who's trapped on the train track. And then back to the little thing. I mean, I appreciate that I'm Batman today, but I'm going to do some stuff, mate.
What a great kid. I love stuff like that. It's the best. Sorry, go on.
Do you think he had a little Robin sidekick?
His little brother!
He did! His little brother was dressed as Robin, which is the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they made up a Batmobile.
Yeah.
Barack Obama sent him a message.
Oh my god.
How did you miss all of this?
I missed everything.
What did you do today? Things other than stay in your bedroom and look at social media?
I went for breakfast. And I got a plowman's breakfast.
Is that in some way entertainment related?
No.
Then shut your mouth. Shut it. Shut it about your breakfasts.
I deserve that.
Ah. Steering this ship already. I hate it. Get back to your comic book news. Anyway, I've deviated from the amazing 5-year-old Make-A-Wish child.
Tell me about your friend who was a Make-A-Wish kid.
Well, my friend, Tommy, who listeners might know is one of the hosts of the Little Dum Dum Club, which is another podcast, another great Australian podcast.
Yeah.
He, as a child, had aplastic anemia. And so he was a Make-A-Wish kid. They weren't sure that he was going to make it.
Yeah.
And similar to this child, he got his wish, and that wish was for a laptop. So, but he feels like a real dickhead now, doesn't he? Hey? He's alive.
He's alive.
He's an adult now.
Does he still use that laptop from 1995? Maybe it's a breadboard or something?
Probably it's a breadboard. Yeah.
Oh, well, good on him.
Yeah,
glad he's alive, though.
Yeah,
That's good. Maybe that laptop gave him the...
The will to live, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
The Bat Kid's great.
Yeah, good on him.
He's going to get through this because he's the best.
Yes. Mm. I bloody hope so.
And he had a Batmobile, too.
Ah, man.
I know, right?
What a legend.
Yeah.
Good kid.
Do you have more news?
I do. I've actually Batman news.
Ooh.
I've got here Bat Kid ?
What is this nonsense?
I've got here Bat Kid, who cares? No. Good God. I'll take that back. But I'm not editing it out.
No, don't.
Okay, so Kevin Smith apparently.
No, I'm kidding. He's fine. I like him. Why do I every time his name is mentioned?
I don't know. I think maybe he's a bit... I think that's not the general, but there's a lot of that on the internet. So I think that's an automatic response.
You know what it is? It's Cop-Out did it for me.
Oh, right. Remember, yeah, yeah.
Cop-Out is the very first movie in my life. It's the first time that I've ever turned off a movie halfway through.
Oh, my God.
Like, it took me until I was well into adulthood before I'm like, you know what? There's never going to be a scenario where I'm at a party and I have to have a conversation with somebody about the ending to Cop-Out. So I just switch it off.
The baseball card gets shot. In Bruce Willis's chest.
Thank God, because I was going to be at a Kevin Smith themed party later tonight, and I knew that was going to come up.
So yeah, that's not a good movie, but he talks about the nightmare was working on that film.
Uh-huh.
The script's not great, though, and apparently him and Bruce Willis didn't get along. And
it doesn't show. No, it does. Anyway, let's never talk about that again.
No. Okay, so basically, he's seen the new Batsuit with Ben Affleck in it.
Yep.
Zack Snyder showed him a picture on his iPhone machine or Samsung machine. I'd be happy to accept.
Maybe it was a Virtu.
What's that?
It's like the luxury phone for rich people.
Is it like gold?
Yeah, it's got gold. You've nailed it.
I'll show you later.
Yeah, it's got really, wow. It really has gold on it. Yeah.
Okay, so
it's got a concierge button. You push the concierge button, and there's a concierge, and they.
Is it Michael J. Fox from the movie The Concierge?
Yes.
You've heard of that movie?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Mm.
I really like that movie. Okay, so anyway, apparently the Batsuit is different from everything we've seen before. You know, like it's either an armor or like a one piece, like plastic chest piece.
Yep, sure.
With nipples on it or not.
Yep.
This one.
Or just a flabby kind of, like a nylon-y kind of grey.
Like a satiny.
Yeah, like a satiny kind of, just a bag of potato salad, just just a full bag. Yeah.
Well, it's actually, I would say of all the suits, it's probably closest to that.
Yep.
Because it's still not that close because apparently it's based on a kind of the Jim Lee kind of look.
Uh huh.
Specifically, well, Jim Lee's done two big major redesigns of the Batsuit.
Uh-huh.
Hush.
Yep.
Which I think was 2002.
Uh-huh.
I might be wrong. That was the blue and grey.
Yep, sure.
And also he did the new 52 suit.
Huh.
I'm on board with either of those suits. Yep. What do you think?
Do you think it's going to look like that though?
Well, apparently it's very, very close.
Huh. I don't know if blue and grey is going to play on.
Yeah. Blue and grey doesn't always play.
That's the saying, isn't it? That's the saying in Hollywood. That's what Michael Bay is always saying.
Sure is.
He's like, blue and grey doesn't always play. Michael Bay. And he points finger guns and he says, Michael Bay.
And then he smashes his head into a pile of cocaine.
Yeah, that's what he does. Having just lifted his head from the pile of cocaine to say that and then back into the cocaine. I have faith in that.
I mean, obviously we have to see it, but I don't need a battle armor. I don't need this is practical in the real world. Yeah. You don't need to tell me, I don't need to see that it's bulletproof. I think it's more important that he can move freely than be bulletproof. Mm. He'd probably argue otherwise.
I'd like to see options.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a snowsuit.
Oh yeah, that'd be
cool.
Camo
suit.
Yep.
Karate chop action suit. Grappling hook suit. You know, with like a giant backpack that shoots a grappling hook. Lava suit. When he, you know, when Batman always has to go into lava.
He does go into lava a lot. Mm, he's never been into lava.
But, you know, I have, you know, if anybody is going to make, design a good Batsuit, it's a comic book artist. The movie Iron Man suit is based on sort of the extremist design from the comic book. So.
Sure.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect example.
I'm sure it's great.
Mm,
or not.
Yeah, it could be.
We'll never know. One other quick thing, producer at Warner Brothers said...
Hang on, what did Kevin Smith think of the
Batsuit? He loved it. He hugged the snide.
Did he?
Yeah.
Huh.
And said, you've nailed it, bro.
Huh.
I don't know if he said that.
Probably sounds like, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he loved it.
Probably said, you nailed it, sir.
He does say
and
sir.
And whatnot.
And shit.
Yeah.
He does say shit a lot. So, yeah, there you go. The producer from Warner Brothers also tweeted something along the lines of this, that... this Batman will be semi-retired, not talking to Robin.
I'm glad you said semi-retired. You were going to say something else, but don't say it. Don't say it, though. Just complete the sentence.
You put the word in my head.
I know, now you can't not say it, but say the whole sentence again and see if you get through it.
Batman will be semi-retired, not talking to Robin, and controlling drones from his cave.
Ooh.
Now, that's similar to...
Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a great read. He's much older than that. He's like 70 plus.
And he's in a weird... back brace.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah.
Thingy.
He still gets out about though.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great comic. Mm. But, so, you know, as long as he can still fight and get out and about, I'm okay with that. Whatever.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So there you go. Mm. No more Batman news this week.
Huh.
You look sad.
Well, you're out of Batman news.
I got one more thing.
Ooh.
I don't.
Oh. Could you make something up?
Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Saw the Batsuit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to edit that out.
Okay, good.
I've got nothing. Blanked. Completely blanked.
Yeah, good work.
Okay, so the second thing. This is something you didn't see till 10 minutes ago. So now who's the idiot? I mean, mine was a sick child.
Yeah.
Yours is
and
this
mine
thing.
Was a piece of pop culture detritus that everybody will forget tomorrow. But sure, continue.
Paul McGann.
I know Paul McGann.
The famous Doctor Who from the mid-90s Doctor Who telemovie, which was supposed to spin off in a new series, but it never did because everybody hated it.
Uh-huh, sure. That's what it says on the DVD cover. You're reading right off the DVD cover. On some original content.
I've never seen that. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I know, what's his name? Eric Roberts is in it.
Yes, absolutely.
And he's the master.
Yep. Of acting.
Yeah, he sure is. anyway, a short film, appeared online, uh-huh. which shows his transformation. I'm not going to say to who, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert and whatnot. Or no spoilers, I'm not going to say. Zero spoilers. And it leads up to the 50th anniversary episode of Doctor Who, which is out next week.
Uh-huh.
In cinemas as well, which we'll talk about next week.
Surely by the time this comes out, everyone will have seen it.
No, because this will come out Tuesday and then it's out on
Saturday. I meant the trailer, the thing we just saw.
Possibly.
Huh.
But I'm saying...
Yes?
News.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. It's good news, though.
How about, I mean, just this is a kind of like, what did you think of it thing? How about that?
Well, as someone who watches the odd episode of Doctor Who...
Yes. Every odd number.
Yeah. yeah. One and three. Five. Seven was good.
Seven was great.
Sylvester McCoy.
Oh.
That's his name.
Oh, who cares?
You know what? I'm ambivalent.
It was the most exciting Doctor Who thing I'd seen in a while.
I'll watch this episode that's coming out.
You're goddamn right.
Are we seeing it at the cinema?
We can see it at the cinema.
We'll see it at the cinema. Okay,
it's
cool.
3D'd.
Ugh. Can we see it at the cinema in 2D?
We can see it at the cinema or we can just download it for free.
Oh yeah, we could do that's option two, isn't it?
But we're not going to do that because this is all above board.
Is it?
Yes.
What's this pile of cocaine doing here then?
That's for Michael Bay.
Oh, sorry, when he comes
again. Don't touch that.
Sorry.
That's the Bay's cocaine.
Sorry.
What's he saying again? Black and grey.
Sometimes doesn't play. Anyway, look, it's just, anytime something like this happens, it sustains my interest in Doctor Who for like two episodes.
Yeah.
So I'll watch that. I'll watch the one that's coming up and the one after that. And then I'll have no interest.
Yep.
Until Peter Capaldi takes over. And then I'll watch two, and then I'll have no interest.
Yep.
And then somebody, like, 4 weeks down the line will say, hey, there was a really great episode written by blah, 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 and it's
hopefully
great.
It's not an even number episode.
Then I can't watch it. But if it's an odd, then I'll watch that, and I'll be like, well, that's pretty great, and then I'll watch one more episode, and then I'm out again.
You know what? I think that's probably the best way to watch Doctor
Isn't
Who.
Isn't it, though?
Because there's a lot of filler,
yeah,
to be honest. Mm. And I like Doctor Who, but yeah, probably the best way to watch it.
But do you make yourself watch every episode anyway?
I've seen pretty much every episode since David... I have seen every episode since David Tennant.
But not Eccleston, you haven't gone back.
No.
Huh.
I've seen a few, but at this point, it's been 8 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't care.
You
and
don't.
And I get it, so...
Yeah, and you don't like how she's got, like, a Nokia phone and stuff. You just... A lot of the time, I can't get past the poor technology in it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
that's fair enough.
Mm.
Wow. What a day we're having.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. So this is a big episode for us.
Yes.
In many ways, because we're going to talk about pretty much all the comic book movies of this year.
I think one of us is going to be talking about most of the comic book movies of this year.
My understanding is, and yes, you haven't explicitly stated this, that you have seen very little of these movies.
Based on our prior podcasting experience and your experience with me in life in general, would you guess that I've seen all of the movies on that list or none of the movies on that list?
Oh, it's...
The answer might surprise you.
Well, look, I know you've seen at least Man of Steel and Iron Man 3.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say all.
No.
Damn it!
I've seen some of them, but look...
You didn't give me that option!
No, no. I am perfectly happy to listen to them and make value judgments based on nothing.
Happy for that.
So if you want to lay them on me...
I do.
Can I say first, though, of this list... Are these really... This list you've got here...
Yeah.
Are these the biggest blockbusters, like the comic book? Are these the best ones of the year?
No, they're not. They're just pretty much all of them. Yeah.
Huh.
Some good, some great, some not so great, most not great.
How many of these did you force yourself to watch?
Three.
Really? Just
yeah.
Three? Huh.
Yeah.
And how many of those did you regret afterwards?
R.I.P.D.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a pretty good strike rate. All right, let's get to it.
Okay. Also, we're using the best or worst rating system.
Our famous rating system. We're famous for it.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Which I've also adopted on my YouTube channel.
Are people loving it?
They do not.
Yes.
No, most people like it. It's pretty good. So yeah, we're going to start off with G.I. Joe Retaliation. Now, this isn't really a comic book movie. I don't think G.I. Joe started as a comic, did it?
No, it started as an action figure line.
Yeah. So, you know. We're still doing it though.
But you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it started as an action figure line with the tie-in comic, and the tie-in comic lasted longer than the popularity of the Transformers.
Yeah.
That the Transformers comic book series went like years beyond Transformers
was a viable thing,
and then Transformers just died off, and then
Beast Wars.
Oh yeah.
And then everyone went, "This is terrible CGI."
Yeah.
God, it was, wasn't it? It
really was.
Yeah. No, you haven't seen this,
no,
I assume. That's
no.
Okay. You'd never have to see this.
Good.
It's highly forgettable. Not as good as the first. Also, I've got trivia for each of these movies.
Ooh, I like trivia.
So, do you want to hear some trivia?
Because otherwise it's just me going... thumbs down for an hour.
This movie was pushed from July...
And I don't think I could maintain... for an hour.
Definitely not. Not with that small pile of cocaine. Now, this was initially pushed from July 2012 to March 2013.
That's never a good sign, is it?
Well, no.
No.
But apparently a lot of this had to do with, because, you know, Duke, who's played by Channing Tatum.
Yes.
He wasn't in it much.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert for everything in this, by the way. He dies early on in
Ooh.
G.I. Joe 3D Retaliation.
Executive decision style.
Yeah, executive decision style.
Huh.
He's the Kurt... Russell?
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal don't die in that movie.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Not Kurt Russell.
He dies when the stealth fighter...
I can never remember which one of them
The stealth fighter... Died. Listen! Stop talking! The stealth fighter goes over the jetliner and they put the tube down in the jetliner and then he's like holding the jetliner and the stealth fighter together and then he's like, save the president or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. And then he dies. I mean, maybe he's not dead. We don't see him hit the ground. But
I don't think I've actually seen it. I think whenever I think of that movie, I think Broken Arrow.
Would you watch a short... Yeah, okay. Would you watch a short film where Steven Seagal...
No.
He's just falling through the... He's still falling?
Yes!
He's still falling from that, and it's like 2013.
Is he playing his wicked electric guitar?
Yes.
Is he getting fatter like he has in real life as
yes.
he falls?
Yes.
Great. He seems like a real prick. I don't like to speak badly of anybody
I
don't
know.
I like
to speak ill of the dead.
No,
but
he seems like a massive prick.
Hmm.
And I'll say it to his dumb face.
Huh. Wow. What, sorry, where were we? Anyway. Gio Durante, Channing Tatum, yeah. Guys. I'm sorry.
So they shot some more scenes with him because Channing Tatum became more bankable because he did
Magic
Mike. I think, yeah, Magic Mike. He did...
different audiences, though, probably.
He did different audiences. That was a good one. No. He did. I did that one with Rachel McAdams where she loses her memory.
Don't remember
it. It's a rom-com.
Yeah.
And he did like 21 Jump Street. So he's covering a lot of demographics there. So they brought him back. He's still not into that much.
Huh.
But,
does he still die in it?
Yeah, he still dies. But the thing is, when he dies, you can't, it's not really clear that he dies because clearly they didn't have him on set for when he dies.
Right.
So you don't really see his body.
Right.
And The Rock's like, no.
They just get a fax.
Yeah.
The G.I. Joe headquarters. Channing's dead. Oh. Pretty jams.
Okay. Now, this is why I didn't like this movie.
Uh-huh, because it's...
I rewatched my review.
Who plays Snake Eyes in those movies?
Ray Park.
Huh,
there
you
go. He's great, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one good scene
Does
where...
Does he ever take the mask off and he's all scarred up?
There's all one right. really good scene where him and, I think it's Jinx, are on the side of a mountain. They're fighting ninjas on the side of a mountain.
Uh-huh.
It's like a 5-minute bit. It's amazing. It's the only good bit in the movie.
So I should say it.
That bit, watch it on YouTube.
I'm going to write it down.
Okay. Yeah. But at the end, right, during the movie, London is obliterated.
Uh-huh, sure.
It's melted.
Huh.
You see it rise and then fall into the ocean.
Heat ray?
Yeah, laser heat ray.
Nanotechnology? Okay, right.
I think it's a laser heat ray of some sort.
Yep, okay,
I can't remember. And then at the end of the movie, they're like, well done, guys. You did it. Everybody gets a medal. And I'm sitting there and going, what the fuck is this? Like, nobody did anything.
It should have ended with, okay, guys, put in your paperwork. We'll see you tomorrow. Nobody gets any time off. You
so
really
that's how that
ruined
movie,
London.
Yeah, it's not. It's
you're
not.
Really League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, this nation.
So, based on my analysis of this movie and that amazing piece of trivia that I gave you, what best or worst movie ever?
I guess best movie ever.
You really got to
no. Hang on, let me think. I'm going to give it best movie ever, if only because I've seen a still from that movie, and there's like 5 different members of the G.I. Joe team, and they're all in different coloured camo, like they're Power Rangers, which I think is pretty... Like, they're not all... Like, hey, let's all go to the desert, we'll put on the desert camo. They're just like, let's put on random coloured camo. Best movie ever.
I have to say worst.
Okay, fair enough.
And as much as that pains me.
Yep.
Because it's a cinematic triumph.
Mm, absolutely.
But yeah. Mm. Crap.
Is there a point where ninjas fight each other on motorcycles?
No.
I
think
worst,
they do in the
then
first
worst
one.
Worst movie ever. I've changed my mind.
It's not even as good as the first one.
Huh.
And you know, I don't think the first one is as bad as everybody says it is. They're like, do it better than that. And they did it worse. So, who cares? Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Oblivion.
Didn't say it.
Shock.
Isn't it though?
Now, this is actually, it's not actually a graphic novel or a comic, but it was actually based on a graphic novel by Joseph Kaczynski of Tron Legacy, director. Uh-huh. That was never published.
Is this one of those Boom Studios ones where they...
Yes,
they,
I don't know. What?
No,
what's
Boom,
a Boom?
No, Boom Studios, basically, they just develop graphic novels that could be turned into film properties.
Yeah.
It might be one of those.
It could be.
Let's not look it up, though.
No, why would we?
Yeah.
So
hang on. So it was a non-published... That's similar to The Fountain. Do you remember The Fountain?
Yeah.
Which was Rachel Weisz and Hubert Jackman, our friend Hubert... Australia's Hubert Jackman.
Do you hear we're getting him on the show?
Wow.
We're not.
Oh.
You didn't fall for that, did you?
No, you would have put that in news.
I would have.
If
you're
you
right.
put it, you silly sausage. That The Fountain was, I think, was originally a screenplay that was going to have Brad Pitt and...
Yeah.
Maybe Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Something like that. And then they pulled out, and so it just... The script disappeared, and they decided to turn it into a graphic novel, and then it got some juice, and then Weisz and Hubert.
Bang.
Yep.
Bang. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Seen a bit of it on a plane.
How'd that go?
Hugh Jackman was eaten by flowers at the end.
Yeah, that's the one.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember loving it.
No, it was a bit... It was super vague. It wasn't arty enough to be an art film, but it wasn't grounded enough in anything to be an action or a sci-fi film.
Yeah.
It was just a bit of nothing. Okay. How was Oblivion?
Oblivion, you know what? A lot of people do not like Oblivion. Uh-huh. I really enjoyed Oblivion. Even though it borrows a lot from Moon in particular. Uh-huh. If you've seen Moon.
I've seen Moon.
Yeah. It's not as good. Moon's amazing.
I'm several years behind, but I have seen Moon, yes.
So, in that respect, I can understand why people don't like it. It's also a slow burn.
Hang on, does it borrow a lot from Moon, or...
Do you want me to specifically tell you what it borrows?
Is somebody a clone of somebody else?
Yeah. Yes.
Don't spoil any more then, it's fine. Okay. I'll watch it later. Does it feel like a deliberate borrow? Does it feel like some sort of parallel thought or...
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. But I think I was just so impressed with the world that they created, and it looks amazing. I think that's the same with Tron Legacy. I didn't love Tron Legacy at all, but
I really did like Tron Legacy. Yeah, I did. Why are you so down on Tron Legacy?
It's dull.
It's a bit dull, but... No, but CGI is so well done in that.
I'll even say that the original Tron is better than Tron Legacy.
It is not. It is not. That's your...
Tron is hilarious.
It is hilarious, and everybody's got that kind of... Everybody is that sack of mashed potatoes that I mentioned earlier. So in that respect, it is really good. But it's... I mean, it is... I like Tron Legacy.
It looked amazing. Great soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Bridges is awesome.
Yeah. You didn't like that world. That was an amazing world.
Yeah, it was an amazing world, but the movie was not good. It was boring. Also, if you line them up side by side, Tron and Tron Legacy are beat for beat the same movie.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Best movie ever still. Anyway, Oblivion.
Yeah, look, if you like sci-fi.
I do.
If you like action.
Yes.
If you like twist endings.
Ooh.
If you like Tom Cruise. If you like Tom Cruise running.
Ooh.
Then you'll like this movie.
I love Mission Impossible 4, therefore I love Tom Cruise running.
I like Mission Impossible 4. It was good. It's the best Mission Impossible. Oh, speaking of Mission Impossible, I've got this here. Mission Impossible 5 has been greenlit.
Uh-huh.
It's coming a week after Star Wars in 2015, which is nearly 20 years after the first. Can you believe that?
Wow.
20
years.
He looks
great, though.
Yeah. He does look good. He looks incredible.
Hollywood. Hollywood magic.
Yeah. A lot of people hate Tom Cruise. What do you think of him?
Well, I've never met him.
He's a weird, dead-eyed Muppet man.
Yeah.
But I find him an engaging screen presence.
Yeah. That's your review on the back of the Mission Impossible 4 Blu-ray. Dead-eyed Muppet man.
So, yeah, I'm gonna say... Oh,
I heard this. I think this was just on another podcast, so I didn't hear it from anybody. Who cares?
Yeah.
But I heard that he... Like, because he drives a motorcycle, because he's like an American tough guy icon.
He sure
but
is.
He'll drive up to like a Hollywood studio for a meeting, and he'll park the bike, right? And following behind will be like a Scientology van full of Scientologists, and somebody will get like his minders and his management. Whatever. Somebody will get out while
this
he's
sounds
in
like the plot of Top Gun.
I know, right? Somebody will get out of the van while he's in the meeting, and they will turn the motorcycle around so he doesn't have to reverse it out, so he can just front out.
That's
where
so uncool.
Yeah,
isn't
I know
it?
It'd be uncool that to because you have to tap your foot on the roll the motorcycle back. And then turn it, and then make like it dips a bit, and you nearly fall off it. So he has a guy, so he can just walk out of the meeting, get on, start her up, and drive out like a champ. That's the best.
That's living in the real world.
It is, isn't it?
Oh wow, that's amazing.
That is.
You made my day with that story.
It's good.
I'm gonna say Oblivion.
Yep.
Much to people not particularly liking it, I'm gonna say best movie ever.
Good.
I only seen it once, but I really enjoyed it.
I concur.
Great.
Because I love twists and moons.
You sure do. Speaking of twists,
yes,
I know you've seen this one.
Maybe I haven't though. Maybe that's the twist that I said I did, but I didn't.
Iron Man 3.
I've seen it.
Now I'm gonna repeat my favorite piece of trivia from this film. We already talked about this in our best and worst.
I know what it
movies.
Is, and I'm already getting angry. But go ahead.
It's basically that Guy Pearce,
yep.
who plays
Australia's Guy Pearce.
Australia's, well,
ooh, he's on thin ice. You're on thin ice, Pearce. Guybrush Pearce. You son of a bitch.
He gave director Shane Black the idea of the Mandarin twist.
Oh, dear. Worst movie ever. Move on. Unless you have something else.
I haven't got any trivia for this, because basically we talk about this quite a lot.
Ad nauseum, I would say.
We've said this before, it's a good buddy cop movie.
Yep.
It's not a good Iron Man movie.
No.
It's nonsensical.
It might, yes.
It's riddled with plot holes. Robert Downey Jr.'s great.
Yep.
The fault with that is definitely the script.
Mm.
Somebody said something about...
The final theme tune's good.
What is it?
It's that one.
That's right. They don't use the...
They don't use...
The Iron Man.
No, by...
Black Sabbath?
Yeah, Black they don't use that, yeah.
Is it Black Sabbath?
Yeah, it is Black Sabbath.
Yeah, cool. Mm. So yeah, look, a lot of people are saying that it was a big letdown and that the trailer was misleading.
They're right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you think...
I kind of hoped, because you know he's got the army of Iron Man suits.
What do they call the Iron Legion?
Yeah, well, I actually, because in the comics, the Iron Legion was like everybody he'd ever met, like all his friends in Iron Man suits. And I kind of hope at the end, like, John Favreau would be in the big, you know, the big, the eagle one.
Oh, that
I hope
would
he would
be great.
I hope it would be all his mate, like all the supporting characters from like Iron Man 1 and 2 and the Avengers.
Yeah.
And they'd all get in one and they'd team up.
That would have been...
That would have been the best, right?
We didn't even give Brody... Not Brody. Is it Brody? His mate. Don Cheadle.
Rhodey.
Rhodey. I say Brody. Brody. Oh, yeah. God, what's wrong with me? He didn't even get a suit. You know, he's like, give me a suit. He's like, nah, fuck off.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah. Well, I guess I've been told.
So, yeah. Nonsensical ending.
Yep.
Yeah, big letdown. I didn't hate it at the time. The more I think about it, the more I don't like it.
It's one of the. It's a slow burn.
Yeah.
Movies are funny like that, aren't they?
Aren't they? Because I would say our next one is actually the opposite of that for me.
I find that with all Mike Myers movies. Yeah. Like, at the time, often I didn't hate them.
Yeah.
But now that his movie, like, everything he's turned out has been terrible. I hate the most recent movies he's produced, but also everything else that came before that. Like, I hate the first Austin Powers movies.
Oh, really? I've not seen them in a long time.
Me either.
But you liked three, though, didn't you?
No, nobody liked three.
It was so self-referential, that movie. Oh, God, it was not good in any way. Ah, it was whatever. Who cares? Comedy from the late 90s, early 2000s, all terrible. I remember... this is a quick sidetrack. In the 90s...
We're nothing but a series. Not a series of quick sidetracks.
Yeah, that's true. In the 90s, when I was a kid.
Yep.
A younger man.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a lot of
selling newspapers for a dime at the corner.
That was me.
During the Depression.
That's it.
Yep.
But yeah, I remember comedy. Most comedies that came out, I'm like, I hate this.
Really?
I hated everything. With probably the exception of the Austin Powell movies, like most Adam Sandler, all the Rob Schneider, all the David Spade stuff, whatever. I'm like, why? This isn't for me. Like, even as a kid, I'm like, this is garbage.
Wow.
And it was only until Zoolander, and then I went, okay,
huh,
something funny has finally happened. And I haven't seen Zoolander in a long time. Maybe it doesn't hold up. But then from that point, I felt like comedy got significantly better. I mean, it ebbs and flows, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it seemed like a lot of good comedies in the 80s, very few in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then things kind of got better after the 2000s. Because everyone was just like, you like Adam Sandler, right? And I'm like, no. And then they're like, suck shit, idiot. And then like, here's an Adam Sandler movie every year. Good on him. I don't know. He seems like a nice guy or whatever, but I did not enjoy comedy in the 90s.
What about Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore?
I liked either of those. Happy Gilmore.
Uh-huh, sure.
Billy Madison is like, there are... Billy Madison works as a series of skits.
Yeah.
And
of quotable skits.
Yeah, one in four are good.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I would say.
Mm.
But no.
Huh.
Like, you know, Meet Joe Dirt. Apparently a lot of people like that.
Weird.
Yeah, like Juice
that
Bigelow.
That can't be true.
Yeah, people like that.
Huh.
Yeah, but so, you know, there you go. What do you say to that?
I think you're full of hate. For a very specific era, and I don't know why.
Well, I stand by those things.
And do you think comedies have maintained that high level?
No, absolutely not.
Where do you think they fell off? I think it was semi-pro.
Yep, I was going to say Hangover sequels or around the first
point.
Hangover. But yeah, semi-pro, yeah.
Did you watch Hangover 3?
Yeah,
huh.
I reviewed it. It's the worst.
I see, that's one of the movies and I stuck to my guns. I'm like, after Hangover 2, I'm like, I won't see Hangover 3 unless, like, I hear the first 5 minutes, like, you see, like the, you know, it fades in.
Yeah.
And you see, like, Zach Galifianakis' face, and then it pulls out a little, and you see there's, like, glass in front of his face.
Yeah.
And then it pulls out, and he's in, like, a space suit, and it pulls out further, and three of them, and they're on the moon. And they're like, oh, we lost Doug again, and we're on the moon. Like, if that happened, if I heard that was the first 5 minutes, I would watch it. But
you haven't seen it?
No.
I was gonna get angry if you saw that and none of these other ones. Well, the first 5 minutes is Zach Galifianakis' dad dies, and he kills a giraffe on a freeway.
Oh, for no reason.
For
right?
no reason. And people in the cinema absolutely lost their minds.
And how good that was.
How good that was. And I'm just like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
What have I done?
Was it exactly the same, though, as the first two?
It was, well, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
So there was a flyer, there was a poster for that movie, and Zach Galifianakis is being chased by two masked men.
Yep.
They're not in the film, are they?
I don't know.
They're apparent. They're no, because I heard this recently. They're a promo for something else.
And they just like, put them in the poster.
They just put them in the poster. They're like a promo for some horror film.
That's weird.
I know, right? It's like when they put that rapper in that Evanescence song.
It's just like that.
It's exactly like that.
Iron Man 3.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah, worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Well, next one up, as I said, this for me was a slow burn the opposite way.
Huh.
Man of Steel.
Yep.
What do you think?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, and you only saw it recently, didn't you?
Very much so, on home video format.
Yeah.
I got the Betamax. It was on two Betamaxes and I had to swap it in the middle.
Wow.
Mm.
You're committed to that dead technology.
Well, it's the best. It's so crisp. So crisp. So many features.
Is Betamax one of those things like tape, any tape, where you play, the more you play, the more it's the worst?
I think so,
it's
yeah.
It's like more down, and then it gets twisted at one point, the ribbon, and then it's all over.
And then you pull it out and comically, tape everywhere, yeah.
Do you ever go to a garage sale? I know
yes.
you don't. Really?
No, I don't. No, why would
me
I?
Me neither. Yeah. I saw one today, and I said, why would anybody do that anymore? Anyway. Uh-huh. It's another throwback from the 90s that I hate.
Yeah, okay. Hate cast.
But, this is probably the most polarizing film on the list. It's certainly not perfect. It has a lot of issues. But,
the world of Metropolis is destroyed.
Yeah.
But nobody's killed, apparently.
Yeah. I thought about it more as well.
Oh, dear.
The reason why the Avengers destroying city is okay more is because you see, like, people like Captain America busting his ass to save people. Like, he's sweating, he's covered in dirt.
He gets hit with a hand grenade.
Yeah,
and
he looks like he's, gets barreled out that window and he's just, like, limping around, like, this is the worst thing in the world.
Uh-huh.
And Superman just kind of, I mean, Superman's obviously still struggling, but he's just crashing through buildings.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's, you know. Mm. So there you go.
If they'd added a scene where it's like, because you don't know what time it's set.
No.
Like, during the day.
Yeah.
Like, if they'd set it at 6 p.m.
Mm.
and there's a little scene where everybody gets in the subway and goes out of the city.
Yeah.
And then the city's destroyed, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Or even just a little clock somewhere. Yeah, you know.
There might actually be in that train station at the end.
Mm, okay. Then I retract my entire argument.
Do you want some trivia on?
Yes.
Okay. Ben Affleck apparently turned down the chance to direct, among others, but Ben Affleck of all people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, has he done a big action direct?
Well, that's the reason why he didn't do
it. Yeah,
Because he goes, I'm not really familiar with this kind of filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he still would have done a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, visually maybe not so much, but I think he would have made a good movie.
And he might have been Superman cursed. Probably not, though. It's not a real thing.
Here's something that I just found out that I think is really
interesting. Is it Bat-Kid? Is it a sick child that you're ignoring? Is that what you found out? I found out a friend of mine's got a black heart just recently. It's you.
Oh.
Yep.
It's true.
Yep. Okay, what did you recently find?
Carol Ferris.
Carol Jordan.
Now, there's a woman in the movie, you know the one who calls Superman hot? He's like, oh, he's so hot or whatever.
Yeah.
Her name's Carrie Ferris. Implying that she is the same Carol Ferris, which implies to me that the Green Lantern is cut from canon. It's that universe is on its own.
Oh, good thinking, DC. Yeah, okay.
What do you think?
Good. It's good. I actually haven't seen Green Lantern, but I heard it was the worst.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
He's just fighting fog.
He's just fighting yellow fog.
Oh, also in Arrow, the burger joint. What's it called? You can edit this out. It's the DC. They go to a burger joint in one of the first couple of episodes, and it's...
I don't remember.
Okay, it's like Big Belly Burgers, and that's DC's
burger joint. There you go.
The guys from Hitman always used to go there.
Cool.
So,
Hitman, the video game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Continue.
There's also a prequel comic about a crashed spaceship on Earth, which turns out to be the Fortress of Solitude. That was from thousands and thousands of years in the past. Guess who was piloting it?
Brandon Routh?
Correct.
Really?
The actor... No.
Okay.
Kara Zor-El.
Oh, Supergirl.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, that doesn't make them cousins.
No. Just someone from thousands of years before he was born.
Unless there was some kind of time rift that Zod and Superman came
from. Probably
through.
A time rift.
Yeah.
I think we can rely on a time rift in this case,
So, I thought that was really cool. Also...
Where is she now?
Well, that's the thing. Well, when he goes to the ship... He sees all these pods with dead Kryptonians in them.
Uh-huh.
And there's one that's open and there's nobody in it.
Ah.
Now... they've said that might come up later. Some people thought maybe it's like Doomsday or a weapon of some kind or Brainiac or whatever. I'd say it's most likely, if they bring it back, Superman's cousin, Supergirl.
They've done it. That's pretty good. And she's gone to Earth first. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was supposed to get to Earth first, wasn't it? Wasn't that the plan? Not first. She was supposed to get there and look after her baby cousin.
Yeah,
which got caught in a time rift.
Time riff, there we go.
Time riff.
Mm,
so
trouble.
Many time riffs.
Ah, oh, that makes me late to work.
I got one more piece of trivia.
Okay, for Man of Steel, okay.
Zac Efron was apparently on the shortlist for Superman.
Doesn't work.
And Zod.
What?
That one I made up.
Okay, good. Have me for a second. I guess so.
Yeah.
He looks good with his shirt off, right?
Sure, great.
Yep.
One of the best.
Mm.
Best in the biz. Yeah, look, I liked it. I think it's better on repeat viewings. I think it does get less interesting as it goes on.
I probably wouldn't watch it again, though.
Yeah. I don't think I... No, that's not true. I did watch it again. Hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to digest.
It's a big... Yeah.
It's dense.
It is. Mm. Like Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Or a cake.
Like a dense cake. Like a real dense
like
cake.
Like a lumberjack cake.
Like a muddy mud cake full of kryptonite. Mm.
So, yeah. Anything else you want to say about Man of Steel? You're obviously looking forward to the follow-up.
Yes.
I still reckon there's a good chance they'll fuck it up.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But,
I mean, there's never...
Because they very really train-wrecked Man of Steel. Really.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And, I mean, you've always had that rule. There's never been a good threequel, right? There's never been a great threequel.
Toy Story 3.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
Return of the
King. Well, then your rule is... Return of the King. No, it's on par, right?
Yeah, okay, fair.
It's fine, yeah.
They're all kind of the same, really, in that level of quality.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man 3.
See, there you go.
Back to the Future 3.
Yeah.
That's the worst one.
Exactly.
Love Story, Doc Brown. Get out of here.
Saw that. Time traveling train. As if.
That train still holds up.
Yeah.
It's from like 1991. It looks incredible still. Huh. Yeah. Anyway, so best movie ever, worst movie ever.
What were we talking about again?
Back to the Future 3.
No,
Man of Steel
3. Oh, then best movie ever.
Yeah. Look, initially I would have said worst movie ever.
Uh-huh.
Not that I didn't enjoy the cinema idea, but now I'm going to say it was tentatively best movie ever.
We've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Next one.
Take that to the internet.
You pack of dickheads. Nah, you're all right.
Yeah.
Next one.
Thanks for listening.
Red 2.
Fell asleep during Red 1.
Okay, well... Yeah. I haven't seen Red 2 either.
Oh, well, what did you even put it on the list?
We're going to talk about it anyway.
Okay, good.
I got a bunch of stuff this week that I didn't watch.
Right.
This being one of them.
Oh, so you acquired it legitimately?
Yeah, of course.
But you haven't gotten to it yet?
No.
Because you're too busy watching all the other stuff you've acquired legitimately.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm so legit.
Yeah.
I'll give you one piece of trivia and then we'll name it worst movie ever.
Isn't Helen Mirren related?
No. Okay, I can give you one of that though. Anthony Hopkins.
Still
and...
pretty hot, Helen Mirren.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Helen Mirren, Anthony Hopkins reunite after they did the Hitchcock movie. There you go. There's a trivia for
there you.
Off the top of my head.
Amazing.
That also reunites for the first time Sir Anthony Hopkins and Catherine Zeta-Jones for the first time since Mask of Zorro.
Wait, is that the original or the sequel?
Original.
So it was Mask of Zorro, then Mark of Zorro.
I think the second one's called Legend of Zorro.
Is it?
Or the other way around.
Maybe Mark of Zorro was the one from back in the day. And yep. Mask of Zorro, I don't know.
I think it's Mask and Legend.
We've already devoted far too much time. Why don't we talk about the Billy Zane Phantom movie? That'll waste some more time.
That'll get us over the hour.
Yeah, we'll want it.
I was going to say. You know the thing about Catherine Zeta-Jones is, she's still pretty hot, right?
Yeah.
Now,
she's not Helen Mirren, but sure.
No, God no. Now, back in the 90s...
The decade he hated.
The decade I hated. Remember when her and Michael Douglas got together and everyone went, this is absolute horseshit. She's like the hottest woman on the planet.
Uh-huh.
How did this old, like, this bag of bones get her?
Uh-huh.
They're broken up now that recently happened. You notice there was a few years where it was like, this is outrageous. And then she kind of hit like 35, 40 and everyone went, who cares?
Sure, yeah. Well, that's the expiration date.
Yeah.
Sad though it is.
Yeah.
And wrong though it is.
Mm.
And then the media doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Sad truths.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size
and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day and now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away, and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. Have you ever been in a situation where you need to search something on the internet, but it's kind of embarrassing and you don't want people to ever find out what you're searching for? It might be like a medical thing or a personal thing or whatever. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what you're up to. And you might be thinking to yourself, look, I can just go into incognito mode. But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why, even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Now, most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is also available on all your devices. We're talking phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. to learn more.
Here's the next one. Mm-hmm. R.I.P.D.
I'm gonna surprise you here. Didn't see it. Why would I have seen it? I didn't see Men in Black 3. Why would I say R.I.P.D.?
I saw Men in Black 3.
The poor man's Men in Black 3.
I watched that this week. You know what's funny? I choked it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's not the worst movie ever.
Like a jagged little pill.
Just like that. Now, it's funny. I had a copy of this or that and a copy of The Internship.
Yep, okay.
And I knew that I was doing this podcast, and I nearly just watched The Internship. I nearly went, I'd rather watch The Internship, which I don't want to watch.
That's a big call.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the only reason, if I wasn't doing this, I would have watched The Internship.
Wow.
So, now look, I don't think I've got much trivia for this. I don't actually think I bothered to collect any. The thing about this movie is, the creature special effects don't look great in it, because there's all sorts of monsters, and uh-huh. I think they call them deados or something in it.
Right.
Everything else looks super expensive.
How do you mean?
Like there's a bit where like there's tornadoes in the sky and there's buildings crashing and whatever. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I just, this bombed in a big way.
So for a movie about the undead,
yeah.
The undead don't look very good.
No.
But everything else, do you think maybe they should have, if there was a tornado,
yep.
Maybe they should have made a movie about tornadoes. That might have been...
That probably would have been a better option. You know what? If they made a movie purely about tornadoes, uh-huh. Everybody would see that.
No.
Twister.
Yeah, but that's it.
All the, everyone
nobody's
loves gonna,
those disaster
movies.
Going to see another one, though.
Yeah.
Look, the ante has been upped. Sharknado.
Yeah.
You got to beat that.
You know the problem with Sharknado is?
What's that?
You can't make
unrealistic?
Something... That's fine. I think there's a lot of realistic physics in that. There's a bit where a guy jumps through a shark with a chainsaw. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You can't make something intentionally B-movie.
Hmm.
It doesn't work like that. That's what the problem with Death Proof and that. You can't be like, oh, look, it's a throwback or whatever. You have to accidentally make something that's horrible and the best. You can't just go out of your way to make the dumbest thing ever. It doesn't work like that.
See, I don't know. I think the Asylum that makes all those Sharknado kind of films,
yeah.
Then they don't have a blockbuster budget.
No.
And they're kind of, you know, intending to make it look bad. Like, I think they have a rule where they do a maximum of 2 takes of any scene.
Okay.
So I think they are right on the cusp. Like, the thing about... I would have liked to see with the Grindhouse movies, I would have liked to have seen Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez give themselves a B-movie budget.
Yeah.
And see what they could have
absolutely.
Done with it. As opposed to giving themselves X million dollars.
And then make it look
and
grainy.
And then make it look grainy and, yeah. And weird cuts and weird edits.
Yeah.
And, you know, flaws in the celluloid or whatever that they've digitally
yeah.
inserted. To make it look B-movie. And,
yeah.
You know, they CGI'd the leg, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
To make it look, you know.
We saw them on DVD, didn't we?
Yep.
When we used to hide DVDs like idiots.
Oh, like idiots.
But Blockbuster went under this week completely as well.
The whole thing.
Huh. Done.
Wow.
Good.
A friend of mine works at Blockbuster.
Good.
Do you mean American Blockbuster?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, right, then he'll be fine. Roland, if you're listening, my heart's there for you, buddy. Continue.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's all right.
I don't trust him.
Okay, well done.
Yeah, and I remember because it was two movies put together as one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then it tanked in the US. Uh-huh. So before they put it out here, they went, we're in trouble here. We're going to lose all our money. They split it into two. Uh-huh. And I went, you lost me.
Yeah.
Fuck you. No, mm-hmm. Not watching it.
And they cut out all the fake movie trailers and stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Machete.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. I've never seen. You seen Machete?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, getting back to this. On IMDb, where I went to look for trivia, but I got as far as this.
Uh-huh.
People who liked this liked Cop Out.
And you've lost me.
And Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Wow. We're still talking about Red 2.
R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D. No, okay, right. You see, I completely blanked.
Also, this is the
fourth. I was going to say, because maybe the love, because I thought maybe people loved Bruce Willis so much that they were willing to jump from Red 2.
Bruce Willis has been phoning it in since the 90s.
Correct.
Except for Looper. And that's it.
Yeah, I think that was just creative editing.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Because he seems like that scene in the diner, he's clearly still phoning it in.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I could talk to you about time travel, but then we'd just be two guys in a diner talking about time travel. Yes, exactly you would. That'd be good, actually.
You didn't like Looper?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like Looper.
Wow.
Because it doesn't make any sense. And but you know what? People will come at you.
I'll come at you.
I'm fond, look, I'm... it's... People... Looper. Here's the thing about Looper. Here's the thing about Looper. Look, firstly, Okay, so hey, let's say you really liked mystery films. You like whodunits.
Yep.
You do.
Yep.
And at the end of you're watching a whodunit, and at the end of the movie, they were like, oh, the cop's like, and the killer was the butler. And you thought to yourself, the killer couldn't have been the butler because he was in the room with all the other house guests as the murder was taking place. And you express that opinion to someone, and they're like, you're an idiot, because that film looked really good, and the action scenes were good, and it was tense, and it was really well acted. So, for having that opinion, you're an idiot. Like, that's Looper. Because because you'd be like, okay, Looper doesn't make any sense. And they'd be like, yeah, but the action's good, and the performances are good, and the special effects are good. So, how about you shut up? Because, I'm expecting a logical conclusion. There isn't one.
Yeah, I think they managed to get around that by that very dinosaur scene you were talking about. Yeah. By the way, don't think about it. Shut up.
If you think about it, you're some sort of nerd in a diner. And we don't like that. But, I mean, and a lot of people will go, oh, you say time travel can't exist. No, I'm not saying time travel can't exist. I'm saying that they've used... I'm sorry I suggested that.
Haven't you ever seen one of the Star Treks I can't think of?
Star Trek 4.
Yep.
Where they go back to the 80s, your favourite decade.
Nah, 80s are worse than the 90s.
Oh, boy. Anyway, but the thing about Looper is that, look, time travel aside, let's say even assuming that the time travel worked.
Yep.
Logically, but it doesn't, because they want to have it both ways.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense for Loopers to even exist. Because if you can get Bruce Willis, if you can time travel him back from Shanghai to Kansas... like 30 years back in time.
That's
like
thousands and space.
Of time and space.
Yeah.
Surely you could get Bruce Willis from Shanghai to a volcano. Like an active volcano. And you wouldn't need Loopers, would you? Look, this has been discussed ad nauseum on the internet anyway. But you could just send him to a volcano. It wouldn't make it. You wouldn't have to send a mob back in time. You wouldn't have to give unstable, drug-addicted individuals in the past guns and weird missions to kill themselves. Why send back the Looper... to kill himself. Send it to another Looper and they'd never know.
That's true.
Hmm.
I've got another flaw in logic in that movie for you, even though I enjoyed that movie quite a bit.
Is it Bruce Willis's hair in the future?
Oh, that's amazing.
There's
that scene where it's like, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt with longer hair, Bruce Willis with Joseph Gordon-Levitt's hair with a receding hairline.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Like, that's him in the future.
Boy, I lost all his hair all of a sudden, didn't I? It just all came out in the shower. Jesus.
You know, in the future, you can't commit a murder because of DNA and whatever.
Yep. Uh-huh.
They bust into his house and shoot his wife.
Exactly. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Here's another thing. This has become Lupercast. It doesn't matter. The thing of it is that in this future, apparently, if you murder somebody, the future cops will immediately find you. But if you abduct a series of people and take them, like, if black cloaked men in big floppy hats abduct a series of people and then take them all to a warehouse, from which they never return. Nobody says anything. Like, how do they miss that? And in fact, somebody, I think this was an interview post, and then the thing is, I actually really like Ryan Johnson. I like Brick. Yeah, I like Brothers Bloom. I thought they were both great.
What was the one he did before that?
Brothers Bloom.
No, he did another one.
Oh, before Brick. Brick?
Yeah, maybe it was Brick.
Is it Brick?
Maybe I'm thinking of Brick, yeah.
It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
The school one.
Yeah, did he do another one?
No, you're thinking of Brick. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, going
floppy
back.
Hats.
Yeah, so floppy hats. So I think he had to write a blog post that said something along the lines of, well, in the future, everybody's got nanotechnology in their blood. So if they die, it sends out a signal to the authorities. So you can time travel them and nothing happens. But if you kill them, the nanotechnology tells the police. And first of all, if you have to go to a blog post to explain your film, you've failed. And two, wouldn't it be easier to just hack the nanotechnology than to develop time travel?
I'm going to say no.
All right, you good point. Sorry, the internet, I apologize for hating Looper.
You know, the thing about Looper is I never thought about it.
Mm.
So you're absolutely right.
You've never thought about any aspect of Looper.
No, that's how they get you. That was something different.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't.
But that's what I'm saying. I like sci-fi films, and I even enjoy sci-fi films that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
But I think inherently a time travel film has to have some logical loop to it.
Well, any time travel movie has flaws, with the exception of Back to the Future 3.
Yeah, which is the best one.
But yeah.
Anyway, Looper, worst movie ever. R.I.P.D. Are we still talking about that?
Yes. Worst Zach Galifianakis was going to be Jeff Bridges' character.
Oh, I would have watched it then. I would have watched the hell out of that. Yeah. Not that I don't love Jeff Bridges, but yeah, I mean, what's he doing in that?
You know, a lot of Jeff Bridges in that, you can't understand him either. He's like,
because he's got the giant beard, or?
And he's got the Bane mask. You haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it. No, I haven't. No, and he's got a wet sock in his mouth.
Worst movie ever.
Worst movie ever. There we go.
I'm going to say Looper, best movie ever.
Wow.
You really loopered.
Well, I don't hate it, but I mean,
also with the nanotechnology, let's say if you blink out through time, right? Yep. The nanotechnology would also indicate that you're gone, unless it works through time, in which case it would blink out when you're killed in the past.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's true.
Not two guns.
Also, the thing about Looper is, and when we're talking about, I said I wasn't going to talk about the actual logic of the time travel, but I'm going to evidently, that when somebody's future loop escapes, like when a looper's loop escapes into the past.
When they loop the loop.
Yeah, when they loop the loop, as they say in the film. When you can't then kill the past self, because that apparently would destroy the timeline.
Like, yes.
Because remember that guy, remember Paul Dano, his future self comes in.
Yeah.
They can't kill Paul Dano. But what they can do, apparently, is abduct him and cut off all his arms and legs. Until the future self is so disabled.
And then
that he
put
can't...
nanotechnology in him?
Yeah, I guess so. So the future self is so disabled that he has no choice but to come in to the. And then they kill him. But that would only. Logically, that line of killing him and mutilating irreversibly, that would only make sense if you then reattached all the past version's limbs and then said, hey, don't mention this to anyone. Just keep it on the low and everything will be fine.
Also,
yes.
Telekinesis for no reason.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Ugh.
Worst movie ever, Looper?
Worst movie, yeah.
R.I.P.D. worst movie ever.
I'm going to say Looper is the worst movie ever this year.
Wow.
Even though it didn't come out this year.
Because it looped.
Yeah, because it looped all the way around to this podcast.
Next up.
Yes.
The Wolverine.
Best movie ever.
Wow.
Right now.
Straight up.
Yeah, straight up. Good fun.
This actually started out as a prequel to the X-Men trilogy. I'm trivying this, by
You're
the
trivering
way.
The hell out of this.
I sure am. It's going to start out as a prequel, but they changed it to a sequel. I think wisely, so they didn't have to shoehorn into that all that X-Men canon.
Yeah.
And also they wanted to explore the idea of the burden of immortality.
Well, because
having a little robotic squid on your
heart. Robot squid. They in one of the post-credit sequences of Origins, he goes to Japan. Right?
Yeah, and he's wearing the flowery shirt. Or whatever.
Yeah. So I guess
we got that one in Australia, didn't we? Or did we get the Deadpool one? No, we got that one.
In America, they got him randomly, and we got Japan exclusively.
Yeah.
We had to watch the Deadpool one on YouTube or whatever.
And did we
legitimately.
Ever?
Yeah, because, like, historically, Wolverine went before he was in Japan before he joined
the
X-Men. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, they could still explore that at some point, sure.
Nah,
why would they?
Why would they, exactly,
it?
Yeah.
Well, look, it was apparently good enough to warrant another Wolverine film.
Ooh, a threequel.
Same. We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Probably.
Yeah.
I lose track.
Yeah.
I forget as soon as we stop recording.
So, I think it was a pretty successful movie. To be honest, I like the Wolverine.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it took that many chances, but I think that was probably more down to the studio than the director.
Mm.
I think it's a solid Wolverine movie. It's a solid X-Men movie. It's a solid action movie. It's pretty good.
It's, I enjoyed the fact that he wasn't so vulnerable anymore.
Yeah.
I think that really, that ramped up the action for me.
Absolutely. You know what? I'd like to see them take his, because he'll be invulnerable again in the next one. I'd like to see them take that down, so if he gets shot, riddled with bullets, he's out for a bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't bounce up straight away or, you know, anything like that.
I've asked this before,
mm-hmm.
and maybe we know at this point, does he get the adamantium claws back in future past?
Well, you know,
because he's had a bit of a disadvantage going into the past with no adamantium claws.
No, but he's still got the skeleton. Oh, no, he doesn't, because it's in his mind. He doesn't have the skeleton in the past. He's got the skeleton in the future with no claws.
Oh, okay, right.
But what I think is going to happen, he's going to go back and he's going to go... I need to, I'm going to get killed here. I'm not killed, but hurt.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to go into the Weapon X program and go, do this thing to me quickly.
Right.
I'd love to see that.
And there's just
him busted.
Yeah, there's a guy and he's like holding two like adamantium pipes, like adamantium, like feeder pipes with all the liquid adamantium. And he's above a rabbit. There's just a rabbit on the table. And he's like, all right, there we go. Let's try it on this guy. All right.
Yeah. Cause I think you need to see his claws back.
Yeah, definitely.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, another bit of trivia for that.
Ready.
Wolverine at the start, when he's drinking with the bear,
uh-huh.
he's drinking Stan Lee whiskey.
Very clever.
You like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Does Stan Lee get a cameo in the Wolverine?
No, that's his cameo.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, actually, he's in the bear, the suit.
Oh, okay.
Really good action sequence in that movie. That train scene's amazing.
Yep.
There's the one with the ninjas. The one with the ninjas, I think they cut a lot out of it because, you know, it was going to be an R-rated. There is an R-rated cut.
Ooh.
I think they bring it might be out on DVD or Blu-ray or it's out soon. Where there's a lot more blood, apparently.
Free on the internet.
Free on the internet to people who would do that.
Yep.
And, yeah, so apparently there's an R-rated cut that's coming out or out there already with more blood. Like that ninja scene, I think, had more blood. Because you notice he just hacks through a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's no blood at all.
Yeah.
Which is what World War Z
and there's there's a lot of dubbing where one guy's like, "Are you all right?" The other guy's like, "I'm all right." They used to do that in the A-Team.
I know, right?
Like any time like a Jeep would crash, they couldn't show anybody die. So one guy would be like, "You okay?" And the other guy would be like, "I'm fine. I'm just real tired now. I'll just stop
from
here.
All this being crushed by this car. Yeah. I'm so tired." I thought it was good. Best movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
Would you obviously still like to see Wolverine back in the Marvel universe?
Yes.
I want to see Old Man Logan. I don't want to see it yet because they can't do it with any of the other Marvel characters.
Correct.
So don't do it yet because you need Hawkeye. Mm. You can do like Captain America with flashbacks. You can use the Iron Man suit. You can use the Hulk. There's a whole lot of stuff that you can use if they were together, but they're not. So don't do it unless you can get the rights.
All right, fine, I won't. Jesus.
Yeah.
Went a looper on me there.
I sure did. Wow. Yeah. Next up, Two Guns.
Have you seen this one?
No. Have you seen it?
No. I don't even know it was based on a comic book.
Well, there's going to be a sequel.
Is it a Boom Studios release?
Yep. Great. I have no idea. No, I've never heard of that.
Who knows?
I've got a bit of trivia for you.
I'm ready.
Shipped under the code name Dual Action. Because, you know, a lot of people would have tried to steal that.
I can just see myself.
Remember we planned that heist?
Yeah, we planned the heist, that train heist. Yeah, I heard Two Guns was coming out. Denzel Washington and Wahlberg?
Wahlberg.
Grace. Let's steal it. No.
Yeah. Apparently it's okay. Yeah. I saw the trailer, looked alright. I'll watch it at some point. But, I didn't bother to get a copy of it this week because I thought that you would have definitely seen it. I didn't think that.
No, what? If you thought that, you're an idiot. You're an idiot of Looperian proportions. That's some idiot who likes Looper. That's how big an idiot you are.
All right, so I guess worst movie ever?
Yeah, worst movie ever, definitely, yeah.
Done. Mm-hmm. Next up.
Although Denzel Washington's in it. I like him and stuff. Best movie ever.
All right, I agree.
Yeah, cool.
Here's something for you. Yep. Marky Mark. When he was a kid, in his teens or early 20s, he blinded a Korean man with a stick in a fight, racially motivated incident.
Wow. No wonder he's a celebrity. I love it. He doesn't let anyone stand in his way of being a celebrity.
Not even an
aged man. An aged Asian man.
Isn't that amazing that you could do that and then continue to have a career?
Yeah.
Like in my profession... Karate instructor. I blinded an Asian man again
with a karate kick, which is quite likely,
I'd be out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things you can't have with a criminal record,
and
that's just anyway.
Yeah,
I guess you can.
I guess there's no justice unless you're Marky Mark and/or his Funky Bunch.
Yeah, he was in jail for a little bit, apparently.
Cool.
Too handsome.
That would have been it. Yeah.
Next up, Kick-Ass 2. You loved it.
No, I didn't.
We talked about it last week.
I didn't love it, though.
Mm. So I'm just drinking water. It's getting hot. We're around an hour. We've got a fair few to go. Oh. Well, not fair, like three or four. Or three or two.
Well, guess what? We're gonna not have a lot of... I'll start again. It's okay. I don't have a lot to talk about.
Well, you did talk about it last week. You said... And there was a contradiction between...
I mean about all the remaining movies.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't seen any of them.
You said that there was a contradiction about Kick-Ass, though, about the cheerleader thing and how they're like, oh, it's kind of subverting sexualization or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're like, tits.
How do you like that? you do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's... Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah. I enjoyed Kick-Ass. I thought it was a fun romp. It didn't go down well with critics, but I think fans thought it was pretty good, except for you.
Yeah.
Who hated it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Then again, the Kick-Ass 2 comic isn't... It's not brilliant. It's okay.
Uh-huh. Mm. Better than the first one?
No.
Not as good. Okay.
I don't think so.
Mm.
Jim Carrey.
You know what? I've been down on the Kick-Ass movies ever since the end of the first one, where he gets that... Like, they deviate from the comics.
Yeah.
But he buys, like, a jetpack with machine guns off the internet. Like, what? Also, yeah, because the... the Kick-Ass universe is this really odd combination of, like, sort of post-ironic.
Yeah.
But also really, really sincere. Like, there's all like, hey, well, they did that in Spider-Man. Oh, like, where, you know, that's a comic, but this is real life. But then every 10 minutes in Kick-Ass 2, there was like a real heartfelt conversation between two people.
And that
was
music,
like, you have, yeah. And it was like, you have to stop doing that. And they're like, but I have to be who I am. And they're like, but your father said to stop. Do it, your father said it, but I am that person, but maybe I'm not that person anymore. It was that.
I was doing the music.
Yeah, thank you, I appreciate it. It was really distracting.
You're right, and then flipping on a van.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy falls into a shark tank.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Worst movie ever.
I'm going to say best movie ever.
Huh. For what reason?
I liked it.
It's not enough of a reason. You've liked a lot of things. They were no good.
I thought it was fun, whatever. You're right though, because it's like this is the real world.
This ain't but your grandpappy's. You won't see any Stan Lee cameos in this.
But it's the most comic book, non-comic books.
It's the most colourful. It's the most bizarrely Technicolor.
Yeah. Mm. Jim Carrey though, Carrey, whatever he calls himself.
Yep.
He only actually is in that movie for 7 minutes and 45 seconds.
Huh.
He seems like a lot though, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently he brought his own props to look more like the character. Also, a few years ago on Conan, he dressed up as one of the characters. It was either Kick-Ass, I think it might have been Kick-Ass or Conan dressed up as Kick-Ass, uh-huh. Whatever. Because he was such a big fan. And then later, after he filmed the movie, you probably heard this.
He disowned it.
He refused to promote it. He goes, I don't agree with guns and violence. Does he not understand anything at all?
No, because he's super rich and a little bit... celebrity.
Has he got somebody turn around his motorcycle?
I imagine so, yeah. Probably got somebody turn around his hang glider.
Isn't that weird, though?
Mm.
You know what you're walking into.
Yeah, but celebrities do that all the time. They're not the smartest people in the world.
No,
yeah.
We are.
Yeah, we are the smartest people in the world. That's why we do a podcast.
So, yeah, worst movie ever for you. Best movie ever for me. Because I liked it.
We're split down the middle.
Yeah, we sure are. Mm-hmm. Next one. Jobs. Trivia. Boy, doesn't Ashton Kutcher look like Steve Jobs.
That's a fake one. What are you doing? It's not a comic book movie.
Just padding it out.
Oh, good.
Did you see Jobs?
No!
Apparently it's the worst.
Yeah, look, I had my fill with Social Network.
Oh, yeah.
That's enough of those.
Apparently it's not.
That's enough of the technology biography movies.
You
I'm fine.
You don't want to see the Google movie?
Google movie.
I don't know. I bet there's
the internship. I'm not going to see the
internship. Oh, yeah, there is! Wow!
Yeah, you idiots.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Completely blanked.
Yeah.
So did you end up seeing the internship?
No. I'll watch it this week.
Don't watch it.
I'll get back to you.
Why
next
would
week?
You watch it?
For the podcast.
Ugh. Why can't it be? See, it feels so... The fact that it isn't just it isn't a technology company that appears to be Google. It's clearly Google has said, hey, we want a movie franchise of some sort. And we want the hottest comedy duo of 2009 to be in it. So we'll get...
I would say 2004.
Yeah, you're probably right there. Yeah. Yeah. I was very generous there.
You know the problem with Og, not the problem. I like Og Wilson. I think he's a pretty funny dude.
Uh-huh.
Ever since he had that attempted suicide,
oh, boy.
When he's wacky and whatever, I'm like, you must be really sad. And it makes me feel sad.
That's, I think you're right. Like,
Which which takes me out of the
movie. Tears of a clown when there's no one around.
That's right. Mm. I know a guy who went to clown school in France. True story.
I know several people who went to clown school.
Oh, well.
I've beaten your little story, haven't I? How do you like that?
And to be honest, I don't really know that my guy that well. So
there you go. All right, we'll have a clown school off later.
Yep.
Off mic.
So Jobs, best movie ever?
No, worst movie ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Social networking blog, Facebook movie, best movie ever?
Best movie ever because Justin Timberlake's in it. And he's like $1 billion. Remember that bit?
I do.
Yeah, that was good.
Next up.
Uh huh.
Now I don't think this one really counts, but I've decided to put it in anyway.
Great.
I didn't put in Star Trek because. Star Trek isn't originally based on a comic, but neither is this.
Okay, good.
But then again, this medium probably exists more in comics and video games than it does in movies at this point.
Yeah, and this guy talks about Dungeons and Dragons a lot, so
he
I think
sure
it
does.
Kind of...
We're, of course, talking about... Couldn't think of anything else to say, so I'll just say it, Riddick.
Riddick.
Talking about Riddick.
Yep.
You didn't say it, did you?
No, I saw it with you.
Oh, wow, did
we
really?
We were in the cinema together.
Was that me and my brother and you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, cool. Yes.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
It's pretty good.
Me too. Mm. I liked it. Did you like it better than that last one, Chronicles of Riddick?
I've only seen it once, but I kind of really liked the last one because it was so ridiculous.
It was, wasn't it?
Ridiculous. Seriously though, it was silly. It was a silly film.
Yeah.
No. But it just the underverse and the whole the cult of dead worshippers and the fact he had magic powers, but in this one he doesn't have magic powers. Remember at the last one he could shoot energy out of himself? Remember that?
Could he?
Yeah, he had that energy blast because he was half that weird Furion. Alien race. Yeah, half Furion.
Or he is Furion.
Yeah. Then he could blast an energy blast.
It was rumored though that this one was going to be
all energy blasts all the time. 2 hours of energy
there
blast.
There is that movie, it's called Push.
Oh right, okay.
I haven't seen it, Chris Evans. Mm. But no, this one was going to follow Riddick into the underverse to find Kyra, I think her name is, the girl from the other ones.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Judi Dench.
I think that didn't happen because that would have cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Massive budget cut on this one.
Mm.
But I think they did the right thing.
They just did it in Vin Diesel's backyard.
Yeah. Set it on a desert, get a space dog.
Yeah.
That's pretty much everything. Uh-huh. I really enjoyed it.
I think there was a lot. I think what an odd point of that movie is there was a lot made of Starbuck. What's her name?
Starbuckington.
Yeah, Starbuckington.
Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff being a lesbian.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to have sex with you at the end of this. And she's like, oh, yeah, I guess so. You said it. So here we go. That's how lesbianism works, apparently.
Yep. You just got to really want it.
Is that it? It's like The Secret. You just put your desire out in the world and it comes to get you.
Yeah, look, I like the way I like it got back to basics. How I loved, and I think I really like the opening. I think it's maybe even be like 40 minutes when he's just on the planet and he's just working everything out.
Uh-huh.
Like he fixes his leg and he goes into the pool of water and the dog
meets a friendly dog.
Meets a friendly dog and he tries out the poison and he kills the scorpions or whatever and he's seeing how everything works. And that was I could have watched the whole movie of that.
Just I thought it was surviving. A bit long.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And people say, oh, movies, people complain about movies being long these days, but you'll watch 5 episodes of Breaking Bad in a row.
I will.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Breaking Bad, if you want to go off and do something else, you can just pause it.
Yeah.
Movie, two and a half hours, 3 hours at a cinema, that's a harrowing experience.
That is. That's a Lord of the Rings.
Because you're there with people you don't know, and they're all idiots, and they smell weird.
I want to talk about allocated
seating. Sticky floors, allocated seating.
This is what I'm going to say about allocated seating.
I'm ready.
Everything now is allocated seating, even the worst cinemas.
Yep.
In Australia, anyway, or where we are.
Yeah.
It annoys me. I want to sit where I want, okay? If I see a movie by myself, which I've started doing more because of more reviews and whatever.
And because your terrible personalities.
And I'm so lonely.
It's pushing all your friends away, sure.
Yeah. But you go in and then you have to be like, where do you want to sit? And I'm like, don't sit me next to anybody.
Yeah.
You know? It's fine.
You know what? Everybody wants to sit in the middle towards the back.
Yeah.
That's
the thing,
though. Shouldn't have to ask.
I'd rather sit to the side by myself than sit in the middle with even one seat between me and another guy.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to hear your thoughts. I don't want to hear you eating. I don't want
to hear your thoughts. Like to people really close to you. They should make a movie about you.
Just me in cinemas being angry.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Just
shut
seething.
Your thoughts up!
It's just a one shot of you and you're just seething and you just hear thoughts floating in and out. Hey, what do I have for lunch today?
I saw Gravity and there was a bit where
I know, I was there.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You're an idiot.
I really am. We saw that together. Do we?
Wait, I actually don't know. I'm sorry.
You know what, we probably did. But you were there, maybe you didn't hear this, but the person next to me said, spoiler alert for Gravity, at the end, she goes into the water and a frog swims past and a person goes, what's a frog doing in the ocean? First of all, you're a fucking idiot. That's a lake.
Yeah.
Frogs live in lakes. And even if it wasn't a lake, shut up. Then he goes, or it might have been a different person said, you know when she's in the spacesuit and she's trying to get out and she's trying to swim but it's too heavy?
Yeah.
He goes, no, the spacesuit's too heavy. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
That's true, yeah.
I don't care what you think.
Yep.
I have my problems with gravity as well, but I'm not going to get into
it. See, and when you're in your own home and somebody says something like that, you can be like, Mom, get out. Get out of my house. Why don't I invite you over? Just so
you're clear. I'm sorry if it's clear. I don't invite Mom. I specify that. I'm a homeowner.
You are, that's true.
So I just want to make that clear. But yeah, so allocated seating though.
Yep.
And when you go in, and especially this happens in a packed theatre, you go in and there's a row of idiots in your seat.
Yep.
And you go, excuse me, row of idiots, you're in my seat. And they go, oh, but there's a guy in my seat. And then I have to go, yeah, but if I sit somewhere else, then I'm you, because someone's going to come up to me and I have to have this exact conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out.
Yep.
I'm more polite, generally.
You're not, though,
but
really.
But that really annoys me. Let me sit where I want.
Yeah.
Normally I wait till the curtain goes down or whatever, or the lights go off, and then I move anyway. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
but you know what? It should be a free-for-all.
Yeah, it should be.
Who out there, write in, listeners, who likes allocated seating? Tweet at James. Don't tweet at me.
Mr. Sunday Movies yeah. on Twitter.
Tweet at him. Absolutely. Tell him you like allocated seating. Tell him in all caps how much you love allocated seating. Because there must be people out there.
I'm sure there is.
Otherwise they wouldn't have done it.
I'm sure there is. And look, nah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we talk about? Riddick. Here we go.
Vin Diesel.
The whole movie.
Got to pee, allocated seating you don't want to sit in. You know what? All the last 10 movies I've seen have all been really tense towards the end because I've had to pee. Because I'm embracing this because I don't see as many movies these days. Yeah. I'm embracing the cinema experience. We get the big popcorn, we get a choc top ice cream, I get the big Coca-Cola, and boy, do I regret it every single time.
See, I make sure a few hours in before I don't drink anything because otherwise I'll have to get up and go to the toilet.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. I don't need to expressly explain that. No.
No, we'll put it on the sign.
No, it's cool. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. Vin Diesel. Oh, so that amps up the tension in you for movies. So you enjoy movies more.
No, I guess so. Yeah, I really enjoy those post credit sequences. I tell you what.
Oof. Does everything need a post credit sequence? Also,
it's like calling for an encore at a gig, like a music gig.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen now.
Yeah, it is.
There's no way out anymore.
Here's one more bit of Riddick trivia.
Okay, Riddick Rivia.
Vin Diesel.
Riddick Via.
That's right.
That's where I'm going to retire. That's the Eastern European nation I'm going to retire to when I'm older. Riddick Via.
I bet there's a lot of really skinny prostitutes there.
Oh boy.
Skinny and pale.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Vin Diesel agreed to cameo.
Fur coat, short shorts. That's what I like.
Vin Diesel agreed to cameo in Tokyo Drift for the Riddick rights from Universal.
Huh.
So then he could then independently produce them.
And they gave it away for a cameo.
Well, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a massive franchise for them. And that would have
been... You mean Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riddick, they're like, take it.
Yeah.
We sunk $120 million into Chronicles of Riddick or whatever it was. And, uh-huh. it tanked.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So that they would give it away like that.
Yeah. There you go.
No, yeah.
Next movie. This is actually the last one.
That's like a old school Hollywood deal.
It is,
They're like, you can have it if you tap dance for us at the show. And then he's like, all right. Tap dance for us at the Follies, you know?
You see?
Yeah.
Was that a gangster?
Yeah. No, it is. It's all fine.
Cool. Best movie ever, worst movie ever?
You're too long, worst movie ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say best movie ever.
Alright.
Thor the Dark World. Yep. We talked about this at length a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
Do you want some trivia, I guess?
You did cut one movie out.
What?
What happened to Bullet to the Head?
Oh, crap, I did. That was at the very start.
Yeah.
Bullet to the Head.
Because I didn't see it. Here's the thing, though. I know it's Sylvester Stallone, and I didn't hear anything about it.
Well, it came out in, like, February or whatever it was, but March.
I was still listening and watching things in February.
You were a living, breathing human being.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I didn't see it.
I was in Riddickvia, sure. I was scoping out Riddickvia as future retirement locations, but... do you think Sylvester Stallone can still carry a movie by himself?
No.
Because... Expendables.
I think
he's up the ante with Expendables.
Yeah.
Or he's found his new level with Expendables.
Yeah.
He needs a whole team of has-been 90s, your favourite decade, action heroes all put together to sell a movie. I don't think on his own.
No.
He's Steven Seagaling it, right? He's on his way down.
He absolutely is.
Yeah. Because I had no idea this movie even existed.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. He can't carry a movie, and I'll tell you why.
It looks straight to DVD.
It does. You know, it's
did it get a cinema release here?
I'm pretty sure it did.
Wow.
I didn't see the cinema. No. It's not that bad. Even his movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lockout or Lock-In or We're in a Prison,
Lockdown.
Whatever it's called.
Yep.
Well, he's got two prison movies.
Pop and Lock.
He's got Tango and Cash.
Sure.
And he's got Lockout.
You know what?
It never
struck me. I watched a little bit of Tango and Cash a little while ago. And that movie's been out for decades. It never struck me. There's a line in it where he goes, Rambo is a pussy. And it never struck me that he was Rambo. It never did.
Because of acting
and little glasses and wearing a suit.
He was like a stockbroker kind of guy.
Yeah, he was a stockbroker cop. And it never... Because he's so good at acting. I never put those pieces together. So kudos to you, Sylvester Stallone. I'm sorry you have to be in crap like Bullet to the Head. Which may be good. I don't even
it's
know.
It's fine. It's actually not that bad.
Uh-huh.
Do you want some... it's based on the French graphic novel. I'm going to attempt this. You ready?
Dylan Dog. Remember Dylan Dog?
It's Italian. Yeah, we watched that, didn't we?
Yeah, we watched Dylan Dog.
Crap fest.
Yeah. Oddly charming. Continue.
Duplom dans la tête.
So bullet to the head.
Yes.
Right.
Is there anything worse than an Australian man attempting French accents?
No.
It's the worst accent, Australian accent. It's got to be. What do you think of it?
What's it about?
He's a hitman and he teams up with a cop and it's the Han from Fast and Furious and the cop's like, I'm going to arrest you, Stallone, because you're a hitman. And he's like, we have to work together, cop. And then they work together. And bullet to the head.
It sounds like something Jason Statham would knock back.
Yeah.
Did he, in fact, knock it back? Do you have that trivia there?
Sure.
Yeah, probably did, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. That's whatever. I've just written here, it's fine.
Yeah, okay, good. Fantastic.
Worst movie ever, though.
Yeah, it has to be worst movie ever, yeah.
We're back to Thor, though. Oh, what do you think?
Yeah, worst movie ever.
Done.
Yeah.
Did you see the Schwarzenegger solo movie, The Last Stand?
No.
Mm.
He's a
sack of potatoes.
He's a sack of potatoes, yeah, but he's got the brown kind of...
Yeah.
He's a sheriff of some sort. He's got a hat.
Yeah, that's all right. I'd say they're about on par.
I can't...
Again, tanked. Can't carry a movie.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's the thing, though, right? Yeah, and then you put Stallone and Schwarzenegger together for, like, a Lockout or The Expendables or whatever. You're too late.
Yeah.
You're too late. Mm. You should have done it mid-90s. You're too late. Nobody cares.
Oh, that would have sold.
Can you imagine?
That would have ended movies.
Yeah.
People would have been like, well, why bother even making any more movies? Because all the greatest movie stars have teamed up.
Yeah.
All the most powerful movie stars have teamed up. Just catchphrases flying. Everybody would have remembered all their catchphrases.
Yep.
Like Van Damme would have a catchphrase. You know, they all...
And that's what they did in Expendables 2. And by then,
Seagal would have been like, I'm just a cook. People would have stood up in their chairs and just standing ovation. They would have just put like a black screen and like a 10-minute countdown timer because they knew there would have been a standing ovation for Steven Seagal saying, I'm just a cook. And people would have just applauded and then the movie would have continued after 10 minutes.
And then, new 10-minute timer, then Stallone says, stop or my mom will shoot.
Oh, so good.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Stop? Oh, yeah? What's it like? Stop or my mom will shoot.
It's the 80s, man.
It sure is.
Or the
is.
Early 90s, I don't know.
That's another reason why the 90s weren't so good either. Because they were like, they wouldn't give us things like that. Now they're like, you want all the Avengers together? Done.
Yeah.
You like Superman punching guys through buildings? Done. Mm. In the 90s, they're like, we're developing a Superman film. Okay, Tim Burton's doing it. No, that's not good. Don't do that.
Nicolas
okay, we
Cage.
Won't. Yeah. And it's just a whole lot of potential projects and things that never happened. If they did got made, that would have been the worst. A lot of 90s action movies are terrible, with the exception of Speed, with the exception of Die Hard 3, with the exception of The Matrix. There might be a few others.
True Lies.
Yeah, okay, fair point.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's more.
Uh-huh.
Don't email me in with those.
No, do. Definitely email them in.
Okay, Thor the Dark World.
Yep.
This one's run a little longer, guys. I apologize. We've got a lot of stuff, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
We can cut out all the movies I didn't see, so...
I'm not going to do that.
No, I don't.
Some people in the comments don't like that. I was probably just one guy. It's like, how could you not have seen every movie that's at the cinema? How could you call yourself a podcast?
It's a really good point, actually, yeah. I'm going to leap out this window. This 15-story window, I'm just going to leap out of it. Okay, kid.
So, yeah.
Because I'm not... We aren't the same person. You know? We don't run in exactly the same...
But I get the same kind of things though. Like if I, you know, last week I said,
here's a list of movies that I haven't seen that people consider classics: Labyrinth, Top Gun, Titanic,
Bullet to the Head. I've never seen Godfather 2.
Huh, that's the best one.
You know, I've never seen Evil Dead trilogy. I've seen the new one. I've got it. I got to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. There you go.
Godfather 3. Haven't seen it. Godfather 4, The Quickening. Godfather 5, The Next Godfather with Hilary Swank. Godfather, what am I up to? Godfather 6, still Godfathering. Godfather 7.
Mission to Moscow.
God damn it.
Yes!
Godfather 8, Mega Shark versus The Godfather. That's it. That's all I have.
All right. For the Dark World,
yep.
Legitimately. We're treading so much water.
Just say best. I saw it. It was great. We did it last. We did a week ago, right?
I'll give you a little bit of trivia.
Uh-huh.
Joss Whedon was brought in to rewrite some scenes, including Thor's confrontation with the Stone Monster and Loki changing into Captain America. Cool?
Great. Good.
Tom Hiddleston put on the Captain America suit first, did his Captain America impersonation, then Chris Evans did an impersonation of Tom Hiddleston's impersonation of him acting.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, look, there was also a lot of improv allowed on set, such as, and this was in IMDb where I got this from, such as Kat Dennings calling Eric Selvig banana balls. And they put that in.
Great.
They cut out Malekith's backstory about his dead family and a whole bunch of other stuff. And they kept that in.
Banana balls.
They could have really cut out a lot of Kat Dennings from that movie, though.
No, why would you?
Because it adds nothing.
She's great, though.
Really?
She's very pretty.
I don't care.
All right, fine.
You know what? I bet if you'd seen Two Broke Girls, you wouldn't say that.
No, it's probably true.
I haven't seen Two Broke Girls. Okay, best movie ever then?
Yeah, best movie ever.
Yeah. If you want to hear more of our thoughts on that, we talk about it for like 40 minutes in another podcast. So go listen to that.
With spoilers though.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So many spoilers.
Big time. Mm. Big time.
But I mean, it's been out for a week, and why haven't you seen Thor? It's been out for a week. Why haven't you seen every movie that's been out for 2 seconds?
Last week as well, I said... You know what? Generally, the comments are really, really nice.
Yeah.
People are really great. Though I said last week, I said fuck art. I specifically said... Right? I don't know if you remember. But a guy in the comments...
And
God bless him. Good on him. He goes, how can you say that you fuck art? Comic books are art. Like, I'm obviously joking.
Comic books are fart, am I right? Up top! Yeah! How do you like that, that guy? Like, why don't you go do some art? Why don't you go tell me the difference between Monet and Manet? You prick. No, I'm kidding. This podcast has gone very loose.
It has, hasn't it?
We've gone mad with power.
Yeah.
So there's a very small number of people listen to it. That's,
but I apologise to that guy for saying
I don't.
About art.
He's got his fingers crossed, listeners.
Oh.
He doesn't believe that at all.
Okay, what was your favourite movie of the year? I got two. What do you think? Of these, not of the year.
Oh, okay. Thor was good.
Yep.
Did you say top two?
No, I've got top two. You can say one or two.
Oh.
Or say all.
Yeah. Give me the list again.
All right, I'm going from the start.
All right. No, just show me the list.
Fine.
My favourite was the Doctor Who 50th anniversary short. No, that's not right. I'm going to say Thor the Dark World and... Man of Steel.
I am on the same page. Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
And I came to Man of Steel after a long period of time, but I enjoyed it.
You know, both of them, the world's at stake.
Yep.
A lot of action, a lot of good special effects.
Yep.
One's very serious, one's a little bit silly. Gotta balance that out.
Have we proven definitively that you can like both DC and Marvel?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
So that's pretty much it. There's also another comic book movie that's coming out at various points in time of this year. It's called Blue is the Warmest Color, and it's based on the French graphic novel.
Sounds like a lot of that art that you have a very strong opinion on, but feel free
it's
to
called
continue.
Le Bleu est une couleur chaude.
Right.
Australian accent.
Great.
Now, apparently it's an amazing graphic novel and an amazing movie. It's the story of two young French girls in love, and apparently it's amazing. It's not going to be out here until 2014, but it's scattered release date throughout the year.
So we can get it off the internet.
Yes.
Legitimately, very soon. Okay, good.
Also, according to its director, and this is a very French thing to say, so get ready for this.
Okay.
Don't hate the French.
Don't
either,
do it in the accent either, because it's very offensive.
Can I do my New York accent?
No! Don't do any accents, and take the berry off, for God's sakes.
He said, this film should not go out because it's sullied. That's what he said.
No context for that?
Nope, I didn't look
and
it up.
And he's the director?
Yeah.
Huh. That is a very French thing to say.
Yeah.
If I may generalise for a minute.
I like the French. I think the French get a bad rap.
Been to France.
Yeah, and I thought they were quite nice.
Did you go for clown school?
Yeah, I had to.
Oh, okay, right. They were nothing but nice to us.
In preparation for this podcast, I went to clown school.
So was there any speculation as to what that meant?
Look, I'm sure it was because there was some kind of edit or something, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into it because I don't care.
Great.
But I am going to say that movie. I read a couple of reviews and it looks pretty good. Okay, so if you're a listener at home, or at work, or wherever you're listening to this, maybe on the train, the tube, the New York Underground, is that what that's called?
That's the one.
If you're on the New York Underground, just turn to the person next to you and just push them really hard.
Yeah, do that. Oh, it'd be pretty exciting, wouldn't it?
What's your least and most favourite?
Say it's a flash mob taking place.
What's your least and most favourite?
Oh, you know what'll happen, is there'll be like two people sitting next to each other, and they'll just shove each other and they'll fall in love. We did that, James. We made that happen. Because they both have things in common, but they didn't know until the show.
And they're both listening at exactly the same time.
Yes. Because they're that much in tune.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The universes have aligned. Mm. So yeah, let us know via Twitter.
Ooh.
You could let us know by Weekly Planet Pod. which is on Twitter or Facebook page.
Correct.
Wikipedia Brown, which is you.
That's my...
Mr. Sunday Movies, which is me. What your favourite CBM of the year is, comic book movie of the year.
Ooh.
I would genuinely like to know where people stand with everything.
Maybe we've missed one.
We probably have.
We've almost certainly missed a really good one. It's probably a really obvious one that we missed.
Like there was a Batman film.
There was a Batman film that we missed, yes.
Okay, yeah. But next week we're talking the Doctor Who 50th anniversary special, The Day of the Doctor.
Great.
I really want other Doctor cameos in it. I'm hoping there's going to be, because it's Matt Smith and David Tennant, mm-hmm. and the dude from Alien.
I heard nobody... You mean Paul Reiser?
Yeah. That's...
Yeah. He's just mad about the Doctor. Listen, I heard that nobody... None of the other Doctors have been contacted.
Well, that's what Paul McGann said.
Paul McGann said, and then you're right. Yeah, so, look, sneaky, sneaky.
If Eccleston's
and they're up. Always torchwooding up the film canisters, aren't they?
They
so nobody
sure
can
are.
Steal them. Two guns style. So maybe you're right. Maybe everybody gets a... Maybe all the... you know what? I'm 100% on board. I'm not a Doctor Who fan, necessarily. But if they got all the living Doctors and they put them together and they all teamed up to save the universe, that would be the best.
That would be the best, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for that.
Yep. Do I finally get to say my opinions about Doctor Who on the internet? Put them on the internet. Oh, this is going to be good.
Forever.
This is going to be great.
We're also going to be talking The Hunger Games, Catching Fire sequel. So I'll break that into two parts.
Ooh.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
It's been called The Empire Strikes Back of Hunger Games movies.
Huh. By you?
No. Yes.
Yeah,
just
by
now.
You. Exactly.
That's what people have said. Apparently it's amazing.
I'm looking forward to good action. I'm looking forward to good performances. I'm looking forward to facial hair. Like weird facial hair. I'm looking forward to Woody Harrelson having a great wig. Because he had a great wig in that last one,
didn't he?
Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
Apparently it leaves the first one in its dust.
The wig.
Yes.
Great.
His wig is just magic.
Sublime. It's a
it's
sublime
like
wig.
Sunshine and happiness.
Wow, okay, I'm on board.
Yeah. It's just horse hair though.
But what a horse though. What an amazing stallion they got it from. Oh, they probably got it from Seabiscuit.
I bet they did. Mm. Never saw that. Tobey Maguire?
Yep.
What a way to end.
No, all right. Don't end with a bang, I say. End with a whimper. That's the podcast way.
Also, if you do have a theme song, email us in, if I guess, if you want. Or don't. It's fine.
If you can beat the one we got.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl, though.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.